terrorists around the world have New York City ingrained into their minds as a place they'd like to hit. And I'd say within that, Times Square is one of the most attractive places to hit. So it's got a very high high attractiveness to terrorists. The good side of this equation is that the NYPD, which we should talk about some more, is perhaps the most extraordinary counterterrorism police department in the world and puts a huge amount of focus on Times Square. And so net-net, I'd say Times Square is safe. I'd say New York is quite safe, and I don't think that you have to have any fear being there, but we have to recognize it certainly is a target and continue to be very proactive in our efforts to protect it. Well, NYPD has got a remarkable series of tools to defeat terrorism in this city, and one of which are a number of special operations units that move around the city in a random basis, not always random, but a seemingly random basis. They go from high-value target to high-value target, and when called upon, they can surge anywhere in the city, lock an area down, search people, and secure the zone. And they do this with a strong show of force and remarkable set of skills you can't even see. The NYPD's capacity to spot and take down an adversary like that is unmatched. So they would be able to, I mean, not only the manpower and the weaponry and the tactics that the individual police have in the terrorist response units in NYPD, but the surveillance and the camera system and the ability to collect the intelligence that New York has is unique and amazing. So and it's no exaggeration to say that if the Boston bombers drove a car into Times Square or walked into Times Square, those folks would highly likely not be able to even make it into Times Square. If they were able to get into Times Square, they'd be spotted very, very rapidly. And then the response from the police would likely be extraordinary, rapid, and successful to a degree that it's hard to imagine. But the police, the tactical response units in New York, first of all, are on site in Times Square and other places 24/7, so they're there. And then the amount of training and skill they have to take down a vehicle or take down a group of individuals is enough to make us be very comfortable. Since 2010-11, when the Faisal Shahad tried to blow up the bomb in Times Square, New York's done even more. So they put in, as I mentioned before, this domain awareness system, which is this unique partnership between NYPD and Microsoft, where the thousands of cameras, publicly owned and privately owned, in New York City, feed into one series of supercomputers for an attempt to have total awareness of what's going on those computers, license plate tracking, behavioral tracking, radiation monitoring and tracking, including linking all those things into all the known terrorist threat databases that we can have access to, NYPD can have access to. So you end up with a command center of intelligence in a real-time basis on top of a series of analysts and smart people out there collecting information on an analytical basis. It's profound. The one thing you have to understand about what Ray Kelly and Bloomberg and others have done, Mike Sheehan and Dave Cohen, it's a very easy thing. 16 terrorist attacks have been foiled by NYPD. 16 against New York targets. I mean, it's amazing. And many of those were very serious attempts. These were not just goofy people, you know, acting irresponsibly and, you know, dreaming of ideas. Many of these were very, very serious attempts, and they were foiled by NYPD.